Brighton Festival 2018.
Classical music is always a big part of the Brighton Festival. Yesterday, we heard about this year's two big hitters, Benjamin Britten's War Requiem this Saturday and William Walton's Belshazzar's Feast, which closes the festival, both of those at the Dome. But there are also lunchtime concerts, events at Glyndebourne and more intimate classical performances, as I heard when I went to the Dome to meet Jill Kay, who programmes the festival's classical music strand.
One of the new pieces we've got this year, we're back in the music room, the Royal Pavilion. And in fact, we had just planned for one night, but it sold out so quickly, we've now got two nights of a project called Chopin's Piano. Chopin, when he was composing, got rather poorly. And he went with George Sands, his lover, to Mallorca to spend some time to recover. And while he was there, he wrote his preludes, which have become rather, 24 preludes have become rather well known, very beautiful. And he composed these preludes on a funny little piano that he found there. And then he and George and the family left, and they went on and took the preludes with them. And this piano got moved around quite a lot. It took on a bit of a life of its own. It ended up in the middle of the 20th century with a rather eccentric but amazing harpsichordist called Wanda Landowska. It was then stolen by the Nazis. So there's quite a story about this piano. Paul Kildare, a historian, novelist, a musician, has written a book about Chopin's piano. So in the music room on 16th and 17th of May, we have Paul Kildare narrating some readings from his book, and Cedric Tiberghien, a fantastic, very beautiful French pianist, playing the preludes. So it's about an hour and a half telling the story with the pieces being played at the same time. So that's the music room.
And lunchtime concerts, as ever, which are a great way of people dipping in to the festival in their lunchtime for an hour.
It's the lunchtime series, I think we started nearly 30 years ago. So it's featuring young artists. I remember in one of my first years at the festival, a lot of young artists writing and saying, how do we ever get to be in the festival? You know, we can't ever get a festival to give us a booking because we haven't got in our CV, have played at Brighton or have played here and there and there. So I said, right, we're going to set up a series especially for young artists who are in the first perhaps one or two years of their careers. And I've always said to our lovely audience, and we've got a very loyal audience, a lot of people come every year, you can see the stars of tomorrow. You really can. I mean, people like Paul Lewis, Ian Bostridge, Chris Mortman, some of these people were in our early lunchtime series and, you know, are now world-renowned names. So it does occasionally happen. One of our young quartets we had last year, the Castalian Quartet, have just won two major quartet awards. So there's a chance to see, literally, the stars of tomorrow. But it's really good opportunity. Some of the young players are, you know, quite nervous. They want to try out new repertoire. And this is the place to do it. It's a real mixed bag. There's everything from a very young early music group we found at the Lyon Conservatoire in France, who have been researching their own early music. Very lovely, very interesting stuff. There's two solo pianists. There's our usual young singers from Glyndebourne, the Gerwood scheme. They're always amazing, giving us some arias, opera arias. Two quartets, a quartet from the Chinique Orchestra. This is the black minority ethnic orchestra that came to us last year. They have their own string quartet, so they're coming. A wind ensemble, a young trumpeter, Lucy Humphreys. So it's absolutely a mixed bag. There's music from, you know, written yesterday to 400 years ago. There's everything from soloists to quartets to wind ensembles. It's a really eclectic mix, but it is all young musicians. And I'm always amazed that the technique and the confidence and the musicality of players who are in, you know, their early 20s. It's just phenomenal. And all for a £10 a ticket. So there we are. Not to be missed.
So events not only happening in Brighton, but out in Glyndebourne as well.
We have a performance called Songs of the Sea with Mark Padmore and Roderick Williams with pianist Julius Drake. Obviously, everything themed around the sea. Interspersed between their songs is going to be the actor Rory Kinnear, who is going to give us some readings and narrations, again, all based on a sea theme. It's pretty unique for us to have something like that. And the three of them to be working together with Julius Drake, that should be a pretty special afternoon. So it wouldn't be a festival if there wasn't one weird and wacky somewhere. So in All Saints, we've got a French group called Tango Motam, and it is an evening of tango. I mean, you have to kind of think, you know, Gauloise, an old brick kind of basement somewhere, Pernod, and it's a very kind of clubby feel, you know, a Parisian club. That's absolutely what they do. So that'll be in All Saints on the 23rd of May. So if you want to be taken to a Parisian tango basement, that's where to go.
Jill Kay giving a flavour of some of the classical events still to come in the Brighton Festival. Be whisked away to a Parisian basement. That would be nice, wouldn't it? No. Brighton in summertime in the festival. It's lovely.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.